This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, for those of you new to the program, the Robert Scott Bell Show, every Monday we do Advanced Medicine Monday. For those of you listening live, of course it is that. Some of you listen later, that's okay. But we also have something else today, Dr. Batar, and Super Don, cue the Super Don. He's going to sing us what else today is. Go ahead.
It's just a melanoma Monday.
Yeah, that's kind of a, you know, manic Monday, melanoma Monday. I'm thinking I'd rather have a manic Monday than a melanoma Monday any day of the week. But
any day of the week, yes.
But Dr. Batar, we've talked melanoma on this program. You've had patients with melanoma. We've had to, kind of dispel the myths about it. This might be a good time to remind folks that the sun is not the cause of melanoma.
That's a very true statement. The sun is not the cause of melanoma. In fact, if anything, absence off adequate sunlight, which creates a problem with vitamin D synthesis and calcium absorption and all sorts of other components, is actually a leading contributing factor for cancer. So I think sunlight is important. 10 to 20 minutes, actually, I tell patients 20 minutes of sunlight on exposed skin throughout, back, chest, legs, every day is very beneficial. And it's interesting that the association with cancer, especially melanoma, is with sunlight. And it's completely not true.
Yeah, it's always about the sunscreens, which are, many of them are actually having carcinogenic compounds in them to block the sun or do whatever they do to preserve it. And, I remember years ago, and you brought this, maybe we've talked about it a few times over the years, that you had a professional golfer who was a patient of yours that got a melanoma or some form of skin cancer, but it was where the sun didn't shine, ironically.
Yeah, actually, you met him, I think, at one of the advanced medicine conferences, but I've treated six melanoma patients that I can think of right off the bat, and none of them had the melanoma lesion in a place where the sun would shine. In fact, one of them had melanoma of the clitoris. Another one had it in the gluteal cleft, was somewhat heavy. Another one had it underneath the breast. Chris had it on his ankle, which was always covered up with a sock. Mm-hmm. And then the gentleman that had it on his glute, again, always covered up. So it's never, at least in my experience, all the melanomas that I've seen have never been in an area where there's sun exposure. You see basal cell carcinoma and some of those things on the tip of the ears or on the nose, some of those areas. Those are relatively benign type of lesions. But melanoma, which is considered to be an aggressive form of cancer, mm-hmm. The ones that I have seen have not been in an area of exposure to the sun. And certainly melanoma itself has been associated with sun exposure, which, again, it's just not this is not a good correlation.
You mentioned just now tip of the nose or tip of the ear. I'm thinking in areas that you know, there might be a circulation deficiency at that point in terms of moving oxygen into the cells, removing debris from the cells. And I know that, these things can pop up in various regions, but it just occurred to me in those cases where you're seeing an area where you're not getting a lot of movement through the tissue.
That's true. It can be that. Certainly that could be considered a cause. But I think that probably in addition to the lack of circulation, there may be some other aspects where people have lighter skin. It's more an inflammatory cascade that began, and then there's some other. I mean, it's It's actually, you know, what's interesting is if you think about it, tip of the nose and ears is where people, those are the areas where people put sunscreen. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's probably a lack of absorption, perhaps, of sufficient sunlight, and which is then throwing off the vitamin D, calcium cascade, that whole balance component that is essential for proper absorption of calcium. And calcium in the right places versus in the wrong places. Calcium in the wrong places intracellularly, for example, is consistent with apoptosis. So we need to have if calcium in the wrong places is considered pathognomonic for cancer, but calcium in the right places is essential for life. And so this balance of calcium, calcium metabolism is a key component, and vitamin D synthesis is important for the proper absorption of calcium and utilization of calcium. For example, you want it in the sarcoplasmic reticulum so you can have the actin, myosin, myofibrils contract and muscle contracture, but you don't want it inside the cells, because there again, it's going to suppress apoptosis. In fact, calcium in the wrong places, when you do x-rays on chest, for example, you'll see old granulomatous disease or calcium inside of tendons or inside of ligaments. That'll be consistent with tenosynovitis or tendonitis. The calcium in the wrong places is really associated with many different types of pathology. And when in our current, not to get off the subject, but in our current society, we always talk about sufficient calcium. So it's not really about sufficient calcium. It's about proper utilization of that.
Correct.
Calcium.
Yeah. And that is, you're talking about the balance of minerals coming in. You know, we talk about microbiome function. You know, the ability to absorb minerals depends upon a healthy gut as well as the form that it's in. And, you know, we're still, you know, on the early phases from a medicine point of view, as everybody's moving microbiome about everything. The reality is most of the tools that are used for gut issues are very destructive of the microbiome and the home for the microbiome. And I would argue that in those cancers that they say, oh, it's because of the sun. I'm like, you know, who's asking them about their gut permeability issue? Are they absorbing what they're eating, and what are they eating? What are they deficient in? Again, for them to simplify, go, oh, it's all about the sun, put on sunscreen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think that this is a problem that has been associated, again, coming back to the misinformation cascade that has been perpetuated through the medical hierarchy. And I think this is one of those things where, again, misinformation, you know, it goes right along with the mercury issue, the vaccine issue, all these other issues. So I think it's just another component of the modus operandi that the medical hierarchy has, or whoever controls that hierarchy, I should say. Mm-hmm. Because I think that mostly the medical community doesn't do things intentionally wrong. I think this is what they believe. They really believe it, and so they're so passionate about it, and that's why they think that people like you and I are off our rockers and out of the box.
Yeah.
But I think it's part and parcel of that misinformation agenda as well.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, this is why I love doing what we do, Dr. Bitar. In addition to, you know, occasionally we get to go out into the world and do lectures and teach, and you know, I love to impact doctors when they can help others so much, but oftentimes the doctors are still not open to it, so we reach out directly to the people, and they start applying these principles. And by the way, over my left shoulder, those of you watching on YouTube, you'll see the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, international best-selling book by Dr. Rasha Bitar, and I highly recommend it. Again, we're getting new listeners all the time, new viewers on YouTube as well, and that's a book that will keep giving gifts of healing for years to come, as does the Unlock the Power to Heal that Ty Bollinger, our buddy TMB, wrote as well with me. So, you know, if we continue, and have all intention to do so, you know, we sometimes go over ground we have before, like today, this Melanoma Monday. But to remind folks and really go a little bit deeper and take a different angle, each time we cover these subjects, it's fascinating to me how many different angles we can look at it from and all be valid, but to help people fill in those gaps.
Yeah, that's true. There are a lot of gaps we filled, and it's not just us. There are a lot of people that are helping to fill some of those gaps. In fact, the gap that I was just experiencing with going live on Facebook, I think we're live on Facebook right now, but I have no idea whether it's really working or not. I think it is.
Okay.
But if anybody is listening and they can see that, I guess, Robert, there would be two people can hear us talk, but they're seeing two different things. Is that correct? Is that how that works?
That would be the case, yeah. If they can hear me, that means they can hear both sides of the discussion here, and they'll be able to hear the bumper music and everything. So Dr. Rasha Bitar has a Facebook page. If you would rather look at him, because he's a much more manly man than me, It took me 4 days, and you could barely see I've got scruff on my face. But he, you know, 5 minutes, he's like, he's got to shave again. That's the guy. So,
well, it's actually, I actually am sitting here, and I had to put on some clothes because I'm usually, you know, in a pair of shorts or walking around in underwear. So I had to actually put on clothes.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing a T-shirt Liam Sheff designed with. It's kind of a patriotic flag T-shirt with the cannabis plant, you know, the hemp plant on it. And I've got my Hugh Kitchen hat that I was got. I got an there's an organic restaurant off Union Square in New York City, all organic. And we went there, and they were so nice. And we had a great time. They said, here, have a hat. So I got a new Hugh hat, which is kind of cool. I know you like that.
That's awesome. Yeah, if it's Liam's design, it would be nice to see.
Exactly. And that's official stories, folks. If you haven't, you know, get throwing out some books out there to read today, and that's a good thing to do. Listen, it is Melanoma Monday. If you have a question, you know, send it through the website, or if you're watching on YouTube, or with Dr. Vitar, if he could figure out how to watch what you're watching, and maybe if you comment there, we can respond to some questions live on the air through his Facebook live presentation of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine. By the way, advancedmedicine.com, in addition to robertscottbell.com, you can link through all of the archives, and we've got hundreds to thousands of hours now of Advanced Medicine over the years, so you're probably going to be hard-pressed if you're new to catch up, but you can try. It's all free. It's all there, and Dr. Vitar promises his team is working on a searchable version, so you can actually look at topics that you want to cover and say, oh, did they talk about this? Let me go to that show directly, which is still so cool.
Yeah, that's actually all been done. It's actually in test mode. We've been testing. It's working. They just have to create some more tags so that people, certain searchable tags, and they're still associating those tags with those various blog entries, and it'll be searchable based on video or written text, mm-hmm. and right now, it's all in one database, so that has to be separated out. But otherwise,
very cool.
That's working, so it's really good.
AdvancedMedicine.com, y'all check it out. Also, another mineral, I always like to bring up minerals when we can, and in terms of connective tissue disorders, and that includes the skin, is silica or silicon. In the right form, it strengthens connective tissue. And cancer metastasizes by excreting an enzyme that chews through the connective tissue. So you want your connective tissue as strong as possible to resist, to have some level of strength as you rebuild immunity instead of looking to destroy immunity with chemotherapy. So that's another aspect of the things we do when we talk advanced medicine. It involves real nutrition.
Robert, I'm sorry. There was a misconnect here, so you have to repeat that because I could not hear you all the way.
All right, no problem. Well, it was basically the mineral silica in the right form, strengthening connective tissue to prevent or retard metastasis because the cancer can, you know, secrete an enzyme that chews through the connective tissue. So you want to strengthen connective tissue since we were talking about skin and melanoma. We got to take a break here. We're going to be talking on the break as well, those of you watching on YouTube or the Facebook Live that Dr. Vitar is running. Go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are up in the show notes. We'll be back talking more cancer after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Should be sleeping, not doing a radio show. Just got in from New York City. A great weekend. Thank you to everybody that showed up for the lecture. And, of course, those of you who watched it on, I think it was Facebook Live. And then Dr. Bitar is experimenting with Facebook Live. He has a Facebook page, Dr. Rashid A. Bitar, A. period Bitar. And if you haven't liked his page on Facebook, man, you get to see him instead of me. So that's awesome. No problem. And, of course, we've got it live streaming on YouTube as well as our home and broadcast radio syndication, which is GCN, GCNlive.com, later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and again, YouTube, and of course, what was Medical Rewind, I believe it's still there, AdvancedMedicine.com, soon searchable archives of advanced medicine, Dr. Bitar, and I'm going to crack the whip on your team. I'm sure they're not slacking off, but it's a big job, big job.
It is a big job, and they're doing a great job keeping up with everything, but there's so many other little aspects to the project. So there's the podcast and stuff that you're also doing, Robert, but the searchable aspect of advanced medicine, we're very excited about that. So There's a number of different things going on, but hopefully they'll all come to fruition within the next 2 weeks. They'll be all live. Mm-hmm. And we have been testing it on the live site. So I'm getting a lot of messages. You know, it's actually trying to multitask now because people are actually sending messages. So yeah. You've got Super Don to deal with that. That's what I need to do. I need to have a Super Don myself.
Yes, exactly. So somebody can let you know what's going on, or at least on the breaks, it's easier for us to interact that way. So, folks, we got more listener interaction, listener feedback, and listener questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. This one's coming from our friend Basia, and she just asked a quick question. Is anyone going to the Best Answer for Cancer? I will be speaking on Thursday morning to the doctors on molecular hydrogen. So if you're there, I would love to see you in Orlando. And I know, Dr. Batar, you and I were both there in San Diego last year. I don't know if they could squeeze you in this year or not, but I certainly would love to see you.
Actually, I will not be in the country at that time, so I'll be on a trip. So,
All right, I don't know if we just lost Dr. Batar. Hopefully you're still there. We've got Basia concerned about a woman who's in her Healing Strong group in Tampa. And she has pancreatic cancer that has now gone into her sacrum, stage 4. She was just in a hospital last week with pancreatitis on top of everything and going into the hospital next week for a stent in her kidney that has severe hydronephrosis. Am I seeing? I can't read it right tonight, which is she blames on chemo from last year. Listen, Basia, I know you're concerned about your friend, but at this point, your friend is being devastated by modern medical interventions and chemo. I mean, yes, that it's destroying the function, the very organs that they say they try to save. They're poisoning. I don't know another way to say it.
Robert, I don't know if you could hear me. I could hear everything that you were saying. You weren't able to hear anything I said?
I could not, no. Go ahead and say it again.
No, I was just saying, I could hear you. So, yeah, you said pancreatic cancer stage 4, correct?
Yes, and now kidney problems. I mean, and she suspects from the chemo. I'm like, it's a moment of duh, but I mean, I try to be compassionate to these people. This is Bobby asking about her friend, and I, you know, what can we do besides? How do you salvage a person that's also battling, you know, the chemo?
Well, I don't want to change the subject again, but I just want to point out some things about pancreatic cancer that may be interesting for the people that are listening, and something very exciting that I can announce. For a long time, I have felt that pancreatic cancer was something that we were missing the boat on. So 1-year survival for pancreatic cancer using conventional treatment, This is published data, 1-year survival is 2%, which means basically out of 100, every 100 people that get diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, at the end of 1 year, only 2 out of that 100 would be alive. Yeah. 2-year pancreatic cancer survival is 0%. So modern medicine says that if you have pancreatic cancer, in 2 years, there will be no people alive of 100 that have been diagnosed. We just have a pancreatic cancer patient that hit his 2-year mark, January, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. And since he brought this up, basically I asked him, I said, so how did it, he was told by his doctor that, you know, he was given the statistics. So when my last visit with him, which was last month, I asked him, so how does it feel to be a dead man? Of course, you know, because that's what they told me, he'd be dead in 2 years. He said, I feel pretty damn good for a dead person. And he said, in fact, I feel better than I've felt in the last 10, 15 years of my life. So
Beautiful.
Those stuff is possible if you do the right thing.
Yeah, and Dr. Batar, my good friend who you knew as well briefly, I think, before he passed away mysteriously, of course, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez has pancreatic cancer patients alive 25 and more years even today based on the protocols he individualized for them. Again, bioindividuality, recognize not the same thing for everybody. You got to find out what they need and respond to it, even though there are commonalities in cancer.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't know if we're just a couple of old dudes or middle-aged dudes. I don't know what we're called anymore, Dr. Bitar, but trying to figure out all this technology, it's kind of fun and quirky and interesting. Dr. Bitar is attempting to do a Facebook Live on his page, Dr. Rashid A. Bitar on Facebook. Of course, we're simulcasting on YouTube as we're going out to syndicated radio stations across the land on GCN, and then iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, everywhere. And we've got listeners in Australia. We've got listeners in Spain. You know, it's literally, it's a global phenomenon, and it's consistent. I'm here 6 days a week. I grab Dr. Bitar more, but he's a busy guy. But we got one special hour a week doing advanced medicine. So What did you want to tell me something, but we can't say it on the air? Was that what was going
no,
on?
No, we can.
Okay.
We can. It's just amazing to me. There's a patient that I took care of years ago, and her father, Greg, just messaged me on Facebook. And then also Bill, the patient I was talking about, the pancreatic cancer patient, he just sent me a message on here. They're watching this live right now, so that's pretty amazing. I'm pretty excited about this, that there's actual interaction here. I did not expect this to actually happen.
Nice. Well, I am impressed, like I said, because we had so many hiccups to get going on YouTube before we finally got it right, that you did it in one try. That's just a testament to how awesome you are.
Well, let me ask you this. I guess I'm sitting here typing to responses. There's no reason for me to do that because they can hear me, right? So
of course.
What I'm doing. Yeah. So, yeah. Bill, I'm so glad that you're watching this right now. And so the rest of the world knows who I'm talking about. And, of course, Greg, this is really great that I'm actually interacting with people that I probably haven't – Greg, I haven't talked to in probably four months or so. And before that, it was a couple of years.
All right.
This is actually very nice. I'm very encouraged, and to my friend who told me that I should be doing this, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, like I said, we had a lot of friends tell us, like millennials, to say, you guys got to do video, and we're finally catching up, and Dr. Pitar's catching up too. This is great news, great news. By the way, this weekend, Total Health in Canada, it's going to be a great your friend and mine, Dr. Tony Jimenez, will be able to hang out with. Del Bigtree will be there as well. Our buddy Paul Bertero with Echo Water and Hydrant. So we got a lot of fun. The only thing, again, I miss when you're not there. We have fun together, too. But hopefully we'll have another conference coming up sometime this year.
Yeah, I'm sure that we'll have other opportunities. I did talk to Tony recently, and I just sent Dell actually a message because we were supposed to do something together to get this to get the Van VCD word out. So I'm glad you reminded me of that because I have not heard back from him, so.
Absolutely. And if you missed it, it's Melanoma Monday. If you're just tuning in, we talked a little bit about the misnomers of melanoma, misunderstandings of melanoma, and you can go back and hear the archive later. AdvancedMedicine.com will be the new place for the special hour each week, which will have a searchable show database, which is really exciting. Speak to yourself nicely, according to this article. People who say they are sickly are more likely to be, even if they're physically active. Dr. Pitar, this can't be true. If you're physically active, that's all you need to do. It doesn't matter what you say to yourself, or does it?
Well, I think it really does matter. I'm actually very guilty of getting down on myself, and I've recently been actively thinking about being kinder to myself. So one of the strange things is I guess it's a performance thing, you know. So to me, I need to do certain things a certain way, and if I fall short, I kick myself. And I started realizing this when I was talking to somebody else and I was telling them to be kind to themselves. And they made the comment, well, you're getting yourself so, you know, you're pretty harsh with yourself. And I started thinking about that. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we need to do as human beings is we need to capitalize on our strengths and we need to reinforce our strengths. And we need to make sure that we remind ourselves of the positive aspects that we have been able to accomplish or that we've done. And this comes back to the association. We're animals of habit. And if we get in the habit of constantly focusing in on where we failed, as you know, Robert, you've heard me say this many times, where attention goes, energy flows.
Yes.
So if your attention is going towards the negative aspect of the one thing that you failed, let's say you had seven things that you planned to do and you did six of them, instead of thinking about the six and reinforcing the positive aspect of accomplishing those six things, if you harp on that one thing that you failed to do or that you didn't accomplish, you're putting your attention on the wrong aspect, and you're putting your attention and your energy is going to flow towards that negative aspect. So I think this is a very important point, that we need to capitalize on our successes and reinforce the memory and the emotion that goes with that memory. The memory aspect is crucial because this is where accumulation of many memories with a lot of resentment, anger, fear then will form that abscess and that chronic inflammatory cascade that then will eventually form cancer. So coming back from an emotional standpoint, we know the fifth toxicity, the emotions are the most crucial when it comes to cancer. And when you brought this up, it's made me think that we need to be kinder to ourselves, and this will hopefully break the cycle where we tend to get, you know, negative exercise, whatever the aspects are. Those are all important, but we cannot forget the importance of being kind to ourselves. giving us ourselves the positive feedback.
I feel like I've been actually a better example for myself this weekend, and you know, Super Don backed me up and my wife backed me up when I went up to New York City for an event, and also enjoy some friends. I got to reconnect with Carol Alt and Ben Quinto, who turned 40. We had some parties. I got to Dr. Joffrey. It was just such an uplifting, fun weekend with great people, a lot of smiling, a lot of joyous celebration getting together. And, you know, I do, believe it or not, you look at me like, do you like to eat? Yeah, I do. I know it doesn't look like it, but, you know, I'm really hardcore on the cleanliness, the organic, and found some great places in New York City, had raw organic desserts. One day, that's pretty much all I ate all day the day I lectured. And it was like, it was so clean and no added sugar that my body sustained itself well until dinner. And then we found the Hugh Kitchen, which was all organic, more paleo, and like people that needed that solid bit. But it was just all the way around, just celebration after celebration. And it's like, I don't allow myself often to do that because I'm always committed to, I got to work, I got to do another show. And it was like, okay, I let it go. And it was rewarded for it. And I think it was really, really a lot of fun. And, you know, that point of speaking to yourself nicely, but treating yourself nicely.
Yeah, treating yourself, speaking nicely to yourself, reminding yourself of your successes rather than your failures, reinforcing the positive message. We again forget that as creatures of habit, we will form those habits, and it's very easy to form negative habits where you end up being negative about yourself, or, you know, being negative about things, and then blame yourself for certain aspects. This is a habitual type of problem, so we need to remember that habits that we form, we need to be focused on trying to be proactive in forming habits that serve us.
Yes.
If we kind of take this to the next level, any thought that comes into your head, the first question you should ask yourself when that thought enters your head is, does this thought serve me? And so if you have a thought that doesn't serve you, i.e. you're getting down on yourself or being negative about yourself, it doesn't serve you, so get rid of that thought.
Right. And when you have a goal in mind, you're trying to achieve something. I don't know who said this originally. Dr. Pitar, maybe you know, or maybe it's just one of those things everybody eventually comes to. Whether you think you can, or whether you believe you can, or you can't, you're right.
That's exactly right. Henry Ford actually said that.
So again, the belief system we talk about, the power of belief is, you know, a fundamental starting point. You know, if someone comes to a Dr. Pitar for help with these serious things that we talk about, these ailments, if they don't believe that the treatment can help them, you know, the energy is kind of blocked, even if all the good things will work. So you have to be selective of who you work with, because some people aren't really committed to healing. And I always loved the way you said, tell me what percent you're willing to give to this. Yeah, you know, we're going to give it a go. How much are you going to give? And they say, well, 70%. And it's like, then you come back and you say, well, I'll give you 70%. And you're like, no, doc, we want you to give 110%. Right? But if you're not willing to do it, and it comes down to that participation in, again, the co-creation of your life, not to be a victim of cancer or any other disease that has been diagnosed with you, but that you can transform your reality through the belief starting point and then the behaviors that will change because that belief is genuine.
I completely agree with you, Robert. I completely agree with you. And I guess this message is resonating well with people because two of the people here, Farah and Jack from the Philippines, just asked me to contact them after the broadcast because they would like to, their exact words, we would like to promote you to our 2.2 million followers.
Nice.
So I guess the message is resonating, and I think it was, what, October of 2014, which was the last time that we were able to do any stats on our downloads, Robert. If I'm correct, it was like 1.2 million downloads for that or something. Okay, so
correct.
So our message is definitely resonating. And this message, as an example, this is a common sense component. I mean, it's not rocket science to be kind to your, you know, to your cat, to your dog, to your kids. But we forget that we are, you know, who's number one? Everybody should remember that the person who's number one in your life is you. And I've had people say, no, my kids are number one. But your kids can't be number one because if you just think about what they do in the planes, when oxygen levels drop, you don't put the oxygen on your child first. You put the oxygen on yourself first. Why? Because if you pass out from lack of oxygen, from anoxia, you're not going to be able to put that oxygen on the child. So if you really want to take care of your child, if your child means that much to you, or your children, or your family, then you have to make yourself number one.
Mm-hmm.
And this message of being kinder to yourself It's so common sense, and yet it took me almost 50 years to figure it out.
Yes.
These are simple components, and sometimes the answers in life are very, very simple. You know,
mm-hmm.
Nature itself, it's very simple, and sometimes right. We just need to look at the simplicity of how beautiful life is, and that starts with taking care of ourselves first.
Yes, and every day you have to rewin it. You know, despite it, say, it took me 50 years to get here, or whatever it is, every day from that moment forward, you still have to remind yourself or be around people who will remind you and uplift you. That's why, you know, choose your environment and the people in it carefully, especially if you're dealing with a scary diagnosis, right? Who are the people that uplift you? Who are the people that drain energy from you? You're going to have to leave them out. You want to talk, we're not into allopathic medicine, but excising and cutting things out sometimes is appropriate. And especially in your recovery, I'm not talking surgery on you, but surgery on your friends. Remove those friends that are not really your friends because they're not supporting you.
Well, there's a couple people that have said God is number one. I don't mind being after him, and other people are confirming that. So let me address this, because the seventh toxicity, and the seven toxicities, as you know, is spiritual toxicity. So if God made us in his image, as we believe in all the monotheistic religions and Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, if we believe that, which those three monotheistic religions do believe, then we have to remember that if the Creator made us in his image, and the Creator, in all the holy books, it talks about taking care of your body, treating it as a temple. So I believe that God wants us to take care of ourselves first to honor him, because he made us and he created us.
I love that message, and I say it all the time. God wants you to be well. You've got to want it. You have the freedom to reject it, because that's the free will aspect of learning down here. But we like to help you along the way any way we can. Dr. Rasha Bitar, Robert Scott Bell, Robert Scott Bell Show, Super Don, make this sound good. Mackenzie on the board. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist opposed to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, if you want to plug into AdvancedMedicine.com, we do have a registration code, invitation code for those of you new and haven't done it yet. 1358 is the code, but it's right there in the show notes, RobertScottBell.com. We also have a number of upcoming events that are in the show notes, including a cannabis curing cancer with cannabis or treating cancer with cannabis. We've got some physicians up there in Detroit. We're going to be there, and there are free tickets available to you. And go to the website. You'll find out how to get them. And many more upcoming events. I want you to check it out at robertscottbell.com, also advancedmedicine.com with Dr. Bitar. Dr. Bitar, one of the cancers, since we're sort of talking cancer a little bit throughout this hour, there was another article about exercise, and you've always been an advocate for exercise. And I think some people are afraid to exercise when they've been given a cancer diagnosis, yet there's a website that's now saying every cancer patient should be prescribed exercise medicine. They're calling it, I guess, exercise as medicine.
I think that's brilliant. It should be prescribed. I have been prescribing by writing it on a prescription pad. I think I told you I had a patient when I first started my practice in 1996 that after 6 months, told me, pretty wealthy individual, and he told me, he goes, why do you keep on harping on exercise? It's not like you get paid anymore if I exercise. And from that point on, I took a prescription pad, I wrote it on him, and I told him that from this point on, you're going to pay $50 when you walk out for this prescription, and I'm not going to see you again unless you pay that. And he goes, you made your point. I said, no, I haven't made my point until you understand the importance of exercise. And, you know, after like 2 months, then he was like, okay, I get your point. But, yeah, I actually have prescribed exercise on a prescription pad. The first time I did that was in 1996, so that was 22 years ago. I'm glad people are getting on the bandwagon with that, because exercise is the most important thing when it's free. It's the most important thing from a endocrine, hypothalamic, pituitary access it, you know, from a musculoskeletal standpoint. With cancer specifically, you've got a stagnation of the lymphatics. And so one of the best things you can do when you have stagnation of the lymphatics is to stimulating activity or stimulating your muscular contracture, you're going to actually help to facilitate some of that, reduce some of that stagnation. One of the best ways is just getting one of those $20 personal trampolines and jumping on those things that you can get from Walmart. But anything that will help to promote lymphatic flow is important. And exercise, obviously, any form of exercise is going to, in some way, fashion, or form, help to stimulate the lymphatics.
Right. I thought you were going to say, you know, when you're telling your patient, no, no, you don't get it yet until you give me your $50. Then you get it.
No, he did. He ended up having to pay $50 twice on two different office visits for that prescription. And then afterwards, you know, I told him, I said, you know, typically when I write a prescription, nobody gets charged for that prescription. That's just part of the office visit. But you, I actually charged. And he laughed about it. You know, he took me out to lunch, though.
That's cute. No, that's great. Listen, you got to I think the art of doctoring, so to speak, if we term physician, doctor, teacher, not just healer, but teacher, right, is being sensitive to each individual. That's why I said, you know, when we talked about pancreatic cancer earlier and how people, you know, in your practice now and they're watching right now, they're alive well long after the doc said you shouldn't be alive, right? And Dr. Gonzalez, it's like you've got to meet individually their needs in terms of how they receive information. Sometimes we have to be very creative in how to communicate so it lands. And that's always been part of the art form of even our radio show is, you know, how do you make this information that can be really intense, sometimes even depressing, enjoyable on some level to listen to it. Of course, part of it is our genuine interest and engagement in the subject matter. And we never get bored. So chances are they never get bored either.
Well, I'm right now while you're talking about this, Farah and Jack, they're on the treadmill right now, listening to the show, which is pretty cool. And you know that we've had shows where I've been working out in the middle, and you've asked me, you know, I've to catch my breath before the show starts again.
Yes.
We've done that a couple of times because I missed my workout, so I'm just doing push-ups or something. So yeah, it's living by example, and it's like you said, it's by us talking about it and bringing it to the forefront of our topics, it helps others to reinforce it, and hopefully they pass it forward. But just as Farah and Jack are working out right now while listening, this is one of the best things from a retention standpoint, too, from an educational standpoint. If you associate the learning activity with some type of a physical motion, some type of exercise, some type of activity, that message actually solidifies and takes root better than if you are passively learning. So I always try to listen to an audiobook when I'm walking or jogging or if I'm working out, I try to listen to, you know, motivational videos or whatever the case may be. It's the association of activity with the learning aspect that makes it better.
Yeah, you Super Don loves it when you exercise during the break. You're like barely coming back in time to get going again. But yeah, living examples. Y'all become them. It's not just for me and Super D and Dr. B, right? It's all y'all. And if we inspire you, you inspire us when you go out and do it. Folks, we got to go. Tell them what they need to know, Dr. Bitar.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.